Overview of the Marriage and Family Relations course, Marriage and Family Relations Participant Study Guide. Part A, Strengthening Marriages. Lesson number 1, The Family is Central to the Creator's Plan. Latter-day prophets proclaim the eternal importance of marriage and the family. Eternal marriage can bring joy and great blessings in this life and throughout eternity. The Marriage and Family Relations course is designed to help us find joy in our family relationships. Our homes can be a bit of heaven as we build upon the rock of our Redeemer. Lesson number 2, Developing Unity in Marriage. The Lord has commanded husbands and wives to be one. Husbands and wives are to value each other as equal partners. Husbands and wives should allow their individual characteristics and abilities to complement one another. Husbands and wives must be loyal to one another. Lesson number 3, Nurturing Love and Friendship in Marriage. Husbands and wives need to nurture their love for one another. Expressions of affection and kindness keep love and friendship alive in marriage. Proper intimacy in marriage is an expression of love. Married couples should strive to have charity, the pure love of Christ. Lesson number 4, Responding to Challenges in Marriage. All married couples will experience challenges. Husbands and wives can work through any challenge if they view marriage as a covenant relationship. When challenges arise, we can choose to respond with patience and love rather than frustration or anger. Lesson number 5, Responding to Challenges Through Positive Communication. Every married couple will have some differences of opinion. Husbands and wives should look for the admirable qualities in one another. Positive communication helps prevent and resolve difficulties. Lesson number 6, Strengthening Marriages Through Faith and Prayer. Husbands and wives should work together to increase their faith in Jesus Christ. Husbands and wives are blessed when they pray together. Lesson number 7, The Healing Power of Forgiveness. A spirit of forgiveness between husband and wife helps bring peace and a feeling of trust and security. Husbands and wives should seek each other's forgiveness for their shortcomings and make sincere efforts to improve. Husbands and wives should seek to forgive one another. Lesson number 8, Managing Family Finances. Proper financial management is essential for a happy marriage. Husbands and wives should work together to follow basic principles of money management. Part B, Parents' Responsibilities to Strengthen Families. Lesson number 9, Children are an heritage of the Lord. Heavenly Father entrusts His Spirit children to earthly parents. Parents should seek to meet each child's individual needs. Children are entitled to a loving relationship with their parents. Child abuse is an offense to God. Children bring great joy into their parents' lives. Lesson number 10, The Sacred Roles of Fathers and Mothers. Part 1, Fathers' Roles. Fathers and mothers should work together to provide each of their children with the shield of faith. Fathers are to preside in love and righteousness. Fathers are to provide their families with the necessities of life and protection. Lesson number 11, The Sacred Roles of Fathers and Mothers. Part 2, Mothers' Roles. Mothers participate in God's work. Mothers are primarily responsible for the nurture of their children. Fathers and mothers are to help one another as equal partners. Lesson number 12, Teaching Children Through Example and Instruction. Parents are responsible to teach their children. Parents can receive inspiration in teaching their children. Parents teach through example and instruction. Lesson number 13, Teaching Gospel Principles to Children, Part 1. Parents' teachings can help children stay strong in the faith. Parents are to teach their children the first principles and ordinances of the gospel. parents should teach their children to pray and to walk uprightly before the Lord. Lesson number 14. Teaching Gospel Principles to Children. Part 2. Parents show love for their children when they teach them. Parents must teach children compassion and service. Parents must teach children honesty and respect for others' property. Parents must teach children about the rewards of honest labor. Parents must teach children moral purity. Lesson number 15, Guiding Children as They Make Decisions. Children need guidance as they make decisions. Parents can help children exercise their agency righteously. Parents should allow children to learn from the consequences of unwise decisions. Parents should show unfailing love for children who go astray. Lesson number 16, Family Prayer, Family Scripture Study, and Family Home Evening. Family prayer and scripture study and family home evening must be high priorities for every Latter-day Saint family. Families receive great blessings when they pray together. Family scripture study helps families draw nearer to God. Family home evening helps families fortify themselves against worldly influences. End of the overview of the Marriage and Family Relations course, Marriage and Family Relations Participant Study Guide.